Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. It was Alexander Dumas who wrote, "All human wisdom is summed up in two words, wait and hope." We certainly do a lot of that in our lives. Anybody who has had any experience in living knows that it's important to understand waiting. From a Christian standpoint, a spiritual standpoint, waiting can be some of the most agonizing times, but also some of the most rich, because those are the moments when we develop in certain ways that we could not have developed in any other form. We've got to wait. But we're not just waiting to wait and hoping to hope. We are waiting on God and hoping in God. The Bible teaches that all wisdom is found in the person of Jesus Christ. And that's why our guest today, as he describes his journey of what his life has been like in walking with Christ, will mean something to you, will mean something to me. Because when our hope is in Christ and we're waiting on Christ, the hope is more than some either symbolic idea or some esoteric hope, but it's founded and grounded and foundational in the person of the Lord Jesus himself. We pause at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii show is to lead you to Jesus Christ. I know that there are those who listen to our show who don't even have a relationship with Christ, but you like to hear the stories of people's lives. I also know that there are people who are walking with the Lord, or certainly doing their best to try to walk with the Lord. And you need encouragement, you need inspiration, and our guests will do that. But if you don't know Christ, our heart is that you would come to know him who loved you so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on the cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ calls you to himself. He sends our guest today. His name is Zach Fu. Zach graduated from Christian Academy. He's currently completing his bachelor's degree in broadcast journalism at Biola University. He's been a staff writer for Biola's Chimes newspaper and The Point magazine. He's currently the videographer for The Chimes. He's been the sound producer, reporter, and anchor for Biola's Eagle Vision. And he's been a key leader in the student orientation services ministry there at Biola. He's competed in intramural basketball and has been a key part in numerous campus clubs. Zachary Fu is here to share with us. Zach, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Danny.
Where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in Pearl City, here on Honolulu in Oahu, Hawaii. And I grew up in a strong Christian home. So all throughout my life, I always knew the right things to say. I knew how I was supposed to act, because my parents had instilled that into me. And I actually went to the same Christian school since preschool all the way through high school. And that school, Christian Academy, was affiliated with my church, First Assembly of God. So my world was very, very small. Like, I would see my teachers and, like, some of my classmates at church, and then I would see them at school and everything. So that was kind of like my tiny little world. I would just always be there, you know.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
I would definitely say, I know a lot of people probably say this, but I would definitely say my mom. There are a lot of hard times, very dark periods in my life where I felt very lonely, and she was the only one who I felt was kind of there with me. She walked through those valleys with me, and I mean, there's so many other people who have influenced me, but I would have to say my mom was really there for me growing up.
When we talk about going through, you mentioned dark times. We need to get into that further. But just tying together the understanding of waiting, waiting on God, it's great to know that as a follower of Christ, we don't have to wait alone. If it's agonizing, waiting alone can be almost deathly to people, especially in the dark times. What was it about Mom and her influence on you?
Well, I definitely think, first off, I think there's a special relationship between a mother and her son that is very unique to that relationship. Like, mothers know their sons, you know, and they protect their sons, and they know their sons sometimes better than they know themselves, you know. And yeah, just the crazy thing about being in those dark times is that when you're in them, they definitely feel like, you definitely feel like you're the only one there. And you know, you're waiting, you're just thinking, when am I going to get out of this? You look around, you see everyone seems to be having such a good life, everything is so perfect. And when you're in the dark times, it feels like you're there alone. And when I was going through some hard times, my mom, I mean, it did still feel like I was alone, but I felt like my mom really cared enough to bring herself to try to empathize with me. And I could see that she felt for me, and that's what kind of connected us and helped me to see that she was kind of there with me, and I wasn't going to have to do it by myself.
You mentioned, Zach, you mentioned dark times, you know, a number of times today already in this beginning of our interview. What do you mean by that, dark times?
They're just times, and I know there's so many people who go through dark times, quote-unquote, and they can take so many different forms, and they're never, no one's life experiences are ever the same, but when I talk about dark times, I'm just referring to times in my life where I feel very, sometimes I felt like giving up. Sometimes, like I said, I felt very alone, and it was just hard, you know, especially when, I guess in my life, we can get into it a little more later, but I went from such a high point, and when you go from something that is so, I guess such a high point like that, the drop is so much more impactful. Just because there's such a difference between what you just had and where you're at now.
Yeah. You know, when you talk about the highs and lows, it's part of the human experience. So therein lies a point of connectivity to someone today who's listening. They might have just finished something that was great, a great accomplishment, whether it was a graduation, whether it was a promotion, whether it was a dream coming true, something that you worked on for quite some time, a vision that you had, and all of a sudden you feel like you're in a valley. You don't know why you're there. You don't know why you're feeling the feelings you're having or some of the thoughts that you're thinking. And if you're there right now, I want you to open up your heart, because the Lord sends a man by the name of Zach Fu. Zach is in studio with us to share his experiences. He's a young, vibrant, dynamic man, very creative, insightful, with technical skills. But he also understands what it's like to experience those tough moments. And if there's anything that God has consistently called us to do here with our program, as we lead people to Christ, as we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, is to bring the hope of the Lord, that whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, there is always hope in Jesus. And Zach Fu is here to testify of that. We're going to take a quick break right now. But when we come back, I'm going to ask Zach to share with us about how he became a Christian. You might think, well, didn't he say he went to a Christian school from the time he was in preschool all the way to when he graduated? I thought that if anybody goes to a Christian school, I thought that you're a Christian. I thought that anybody who goes to church on a regular basis, hey, I thought anybody who grows up in a Christian family, hey, you gotta be a Christian, don't you? Well, when we come back, Zach will tell us his side of the story, what his experience was like, and how he came to an authentic faith in Jesus Christ. Hey, that's where it really counts, when it's so personal, you and the Lord. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner. On Friday, July 12th, Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministry presents the 16th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Kapolei Golf Club. Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. Visit jcky.org to register. Teams are filling fast. Register today. Learn about special sponsorships at jcky.org. See why golfers return year after year. Friday, July 12th. Register at jccy.org.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
He was a member of the Center for Tomorrow's Leaders. It's an elite program put on by the Hawaii Youth for Christ. Founded by Kelly Akina and his wife Patty Akina. This program, Center for Tomorrow's Leaders, is where they actually scour the high schools here in Hawaii, and they gather some of the cream of the crop, or I'd say the creme de la creme of high school seniors, and expose them and connect them to some of the business, education, political leaders in Hawaii. And this exposure really opens up their world, and it's a way of developing the leaders of the future, a program that has impacted many lives, and I think the impact of it will last for many years to come. But our guest today was one of those that was chosen. His name is Zachary Fu. Zach is a videographer at Biola University. He's getting his bachelor's degree in broadcast journalism. Before our break, we're talking about his faith in Christ. He grew up in a Christian home. He went to a Christian school ever since he was in preschool. But I wanted to ask him, and I want you to hear his answer about how he became a Christian. You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and I'm so glad you're with us today. If you're tuning in right now, you want to get this show in its entirety, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com for a free podcast and other resources that we have just for you. Zach, how did you become a Christian?
So, like I said earlier, I grew up in a Christian home, and I went to a Christian school, and I went to church all throughout my life. So I knew what to say. I knew how I was supposed to act, but it was never, I never took it seriously. Like in my heart, it was never something that really resonated with me. So my parents were really involved in everything that I did in school, and they're really involved in the church. So growing up, I was almost like, I often say, like, I was almost like a pastor's kid, because the way I grew up is I was always looked at as like the example. So all the other kids are supposed to look at me and be like, oh, that's how you're supposed to act, or see, like, there's Zach Fu, he's doing this, you know. And that's because my parents were so involved, and they were good parents. So it was nothing to do with them, but I did have some pressure growing up, I think, from that. So I always felt like I was kind of living almost like a double life. I mean, I wasn't like terrible on my own time, but, I always felt so fake when I was, I guess, around people that I felt like I had to keep up that standard. So, growing up, I went to all those youth camps, and I did all the, like the youth conventions and all those kinds of things. And I experienced all those mountaintop experiences, and then just coming back, and then what, there's no change, you know? So after a while, it finally culminated in my sophomore year of high school, where I was just like, whatever, I'm not even gonna, like, try to live this life, you know? So I just, like, didn't take anything seriously anymore my sophomore year. And actually, everything was going so well my sophomore year. I was on the basketball team for my school, and we were a really small school. But we were a young team, and we were doing pretty good that year. So I was like, oh, yeah, that's pretty good. And I was in a relationship with this girl. I was kind of hiding that from my parents. And everything, like, in school and in life, everything was so perfect. And, like, I was starting to feel like, I was starting to feel that invincibility that a lot of teenagers feel at a certain point. And I started to feel like I didn't really need God, you know. So that was throughout my sophomore year, and at the end of my sophomore year, I got sick, and it was just like an ear infection, and I thought, oh, okay, I'm just gonna get over this and just get back to life, you know, how everything was. But the crazy thing is, after the ear infection healed, I started throwing up like 3 times a day, and I didn't know why. And like, I was already like a skinny kid, you know, growing up, and I was like, okay, I mean, I still thought it was just like a sickness that I would just get over, like an infection or something. But we went to so many doctor's appointments. My mom would always take me, trying to figure out what this was that was causing me to just throw up all the time, you know. And the doctors didn't know what it was. And after we finally went to like so many specialists, they came up with this thing. They said it was esophageal reflux. So basically, my esophagus wasn't strong enough to hold down the acid in my stomach. So I'll just throw up. And I was like, that's so weird, you know, like, how did this come out of nowhere? So once I had that, I had a hard time like telling my friends or telling anyone about what I was struggling with. And this lasted all throughout my junior year and some of my senior year in high school. And during this period, things with my friends at school got kind of hard. I started to, I guess, isolate myself because I didn't know how else to deal with it. And I felt so weak. Like, not only physically, but just emotionally as well. I was just like so down inside. So that made it hard to play basketball and just do anything that I was involved in. And so slowly I started to see all the things that I had kind of put my identity in before slowly slip away, like one by one. And it was during that time where I would lie in bed at night and I would just cry, and I would cry out to God, and I felt so like no one could understand what I was going through. And that's when I truly believe I became a Christian. Like, I feel like almost like God, I'm almost chosen in a way that God allowed me to go through that, and he just pushed me towards him in a way, because he was kind of the only thing that I had left. And it was during that time that I was just like, this is all I got, you know. And God just really helped me through that. There were so many times I felt like giving up, and just like I dreaded waking up in the morning to go to school, because in a small school like this, like Christian Academy where I went, like everyone kind of knows everything about everyone. So I had a hard time telling anyone about what I was going through, because I felt like then everyone would know and it would just make it so hard.
How did, you said God helped you.
Mm-hmm.
God was the only one there. God helped you. How did he help you?
He just really gave me this, somehow there's this strength that he filled me with, that like all the times that I felt like I don't want to go to school, or just giving up, he somehow gave me that little extra to be like, and a lot of it I think he worked through my mom. She was always there to encourage me and to just tell me, you know, this will pass, and like reminding me that God has a plan for me, and that like this is just for a season, you know. So God really used my mom in that period to just encourage me and to give me that extra strength.
Well, the Lord uses your mom Jill, and she encourages you. I mean, her your mom, Jill, and your dad, Brian, were here as guests, and the Lord really spoke through them and through their life story, and to hear how they've influenced you. And now today, you are influencing one of our dear listeners, someone right now who's listening, who is trying to put the pieces together. They may be older than you, they may be younger than you, it doesn't matter. The fact is that you have experienced things in your life that have been very trying, and the Lord sent someone to encourage you, and you're here to encourage someone else today. Hey. I wonder, as you're listening to Zach in this moment of a trial, in this moment of challenge, when you don't know sometimes what is up or down, you're trying to find your bearings. But all you can do, really, at the heart of things, is to give it all to the Lord and let the Lord lift you through it. And it takes taking away or the removal of what we would be normally depending on in order for us to really get to the source of our hope. And when you find that, that Christ is there with you, there is a welling up of confidence and a welling up of hope when you realize that it's in Christ and Him alone that you could have never, ever imagined any other way. Because everything pales in comparison to the reality of Jesus Christ in your life. And the esophageal reflux, the depression, the trial, the frustration, the anger, the bitterness, the rage, all those things are suddenly kissed by the redemptive touch of the Lord. And what once seemed utterly hopeless becomes ever so hopeful because of Christ in you, Christ with you. And so Zach Fu comes and he shares with us. We're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, through his periods of throwing up, through his struggles of finding his identity, as all young people have to do, and some of us, myself included, take a little longer to even find his identity, her identity. Sometimes it's in the early years of adulthood, and sometimes we're still trying to work things out because we're learning, we're growing. Hey, isn't that what life is about? Learning and growing? But as we go through our lives, the Lord instills in us certain passions, certain desires that come from above, and the results are stupendous. Zach Fu will share. Stay with us.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
You know, there's nothing quite like talking to someone who is passionate. It's contagious, and it's a good contagious because it sort of instills in you something, and it kind of pulls something out of you that maybe you didn't realize that you had, you know, and that's like the fuel that God puts into people to connect them to what they're actually called to do. And you know what even drives you further in a good way is that as you're passionate about something, it's not something that you have to stir up within yourself. It's already there, God-given. When you move in your passion and in your gifting, there's certain levels of creativity and productivity where you begin to bear fruit. And others will testify and say, man, you're really great at that. And you would think, man, I didn't even really work that hard. You might have worked hard, but it seemed like such a almost a easy thing to do. Wow. Then God will probably say to us, there you are, my young lady. There you are, my young man. You are in the sweet spot of life. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and I'm so glad that you're with us today. My guest today is Zach Fu, and as you're listening to him share, I'm going to ask him about his passion. What is it that drives him, this God-given thing? But as you're listening, as we normally do, I want to invite you to be part of the Good Life Hawaii Partnership Club. As we spread the message of Christ through everyday compelling testimonies of our guests, you know, the word is spreading. More people across the United States and in different parts of the world are listening to our program, and the Lord is allowing us opportunities to expand. But of course, with that expansion, we need strategic partnerships with people just like you who would stand with us, who would hold hands with me and Zach, who would partner with us and say, hey, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to be a part of this. I want to join the Good Life Partnership Club. And with your financial commitment, a minimum of $25 a month, you will be used by God to enable us to spread the message of Christ in these testimonial forms, interviews to more and more people. And if it's connected with you, I'm sure it's connecting with a family member or a friend, many of whom may not even be followers of Christ as of yet. But you and I, and Zach, we can do it together. The Lord will use us. So check us out. Hey, and if you're led to give more, praise the Lord for that. But go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click the partnership tab, and find out more about joining the Partnership Club. I would really appreciate it. And I want to thank you in advance. Zach, passion. What are you most passionate about?
Well, I would have to definitely say God has instilled a passion in me to tell people's stories. It all started, I would say it started from that dark time that I experienced. And when God brought me out of that, I just felt like I could somehow, there was something in me that could relate to people who were experiencing hardships. And so when I graduated from high school and I went to college at Biola, I entered as a print journalism major. And my thing was, I always loved to do feature stories on people, find out what they're passionate about or how they got to where they are today and things that they've experienced in the past. And so all throughout my freshman year, I was a print journalist. But there's something about that I felt like something was missing. Like, there's something more that God wanted for me to do. And so that the summer after my freshman year, I was watching the ESPN Awards and the ESPYs.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a video that goes along with a lot of the awards that are given out. And one of them was about, it was the Arthur Ashe Award, and it was given to this guy named Dewey Bozella. And he was a boxer who was falsely accused, and he was thrown into prison for 30 years. And it's a story about forgiveness and how when he was finally released 30 years later, he forgave the person, the people who accused him and all that. And I watched that, and I found myself, like, almost in tears, and I was, like, so touched by that. And I just felt God kind of like nudging me towards, this is the kind of like the storytelling that he wants me to do. So my sophomore year, I changed my major, the emphasis in journalism to broadcast. And there's just something powerful about people's stories and, just the unique journey that each person goes on in life. It's crazy how God works so differently in each of our lives, but it's so powerful when you can, especially when you're going through something and you see someone else who got through it or who's experiencing something similar, like right now. So I just see so much power and power to positively influence people and their lives through just sharing their stories and being genuine with people. That's one thing that I see so little of in our society today.
Mm.
Everyone puts up so many walls and it's so fake oftentimes. And there's something very powerful about being genuine and open.
You know, I wonder if that's sort of the fuel of reality television.
Mm.
People want the real thing, right?
Mm.
So, hey, come into my home or come into my locker room, come into my, people are being pretty, pretty open about stuff in mm-hmm. their life. Maybe that's part of it. You know, people want something authentic and they know, intrinsically know, that what we're seeing or what pictures are on the cover of some of the well-known magazines are a little bit touched up here and there mm-hmm. and made to look better than they really are. But they want authentic. And I think that you're scratching where people itch.
Mm-hmm.
Because even from a spiritual standpoint, the Lord himself, he sees through all of our fluff.
Mm-hmm.
He sees through the facades that we put on. And some of us are better actors than others, you know. And hey, I've done it myself. I still have to watch out that I'm not just putting on a show, but this is real. And, you know, having guests like you, Zach, keep my feet on the ground. And but this is where life is. And because intimacy has to be grounded in truth, really, and trust. And that's where it's forged. And that's where respect is really gained. And that's where we really grow. When we know, hey, I've got a spot here that needs a lot of work. And maybe that's why confessions are so important mm-hmm. in life. Because confession, if we confess our sins, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Because when we confess, there it is. Lord, there's no more dancing around this whole thing. Lord, I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're right. I'm wrong. I need healing. I need you to work in my life. Well, with this passion, as you're at Biola now, and I must say, Christian Academy prepared you well for the next step in your life, mm-hmm. going to Biola's, you know, it's not an easy school to get into. They prepared you academically to take this next step. The experiences that you got collectively made you who you are. God used that. So now you're at Biola. What happened while you were there in your broadcast journalism career?
So I changed my emphasis to broadcast in the beginning of my sophomore year. And all throughout my sophomore year, again, it's a sophomore year, that everything was pretty good in life. And I was just cruising, you know, I was just having fun. And it was last summer, so the summer after my sophomore year, that all of a sudden I got sick again. And I was hit with kind of the throwing up and all that again. And then we later realized that it was connected to anxiety that I was struggling with. So all last summer I kind of was off and on with that. And so many questions came up in my mind of like, why is this happening now? And like, I already did this. I already went through this, God. Like, why are you putting me through this again? And the crazy thing about being sick is that you feel so helpless, and it immediately brings you back to reality of how frail we are without God and how much we need to be grounded in Christ. So that was such a good reminder. So the fall semester of my junior year, it was one of the hardest times. Again, it was so hard. But somehow, it was so hard with the anxiety and all that. So sometimes I wouldn't even be able to leave the room to, just because when I would see people, like, I would start to, like, kind of, my throat would tighten up and it would be hard to even talk and stuff. But through all that, I know God really had to have been there, because that experience in that fall semester, it strengthened my faith so much, because it was the first time that I knew that if he didn't show up, I would fall flat on my face and like I would like totally look like a complete fool and everything. And he did show up. He somehow, I know it was supernatural because I was barely eating and I was barely sleeping, but somehow he supernaturally sustained me throughout that semester. And I was able to do like 17 units in school. Wow. I was involved in Eagle Vision, so like the broadcasting network at Biola, and the Chimes, and I was leading a Bible study, and I was just doing so many things, and somehow God helped me through all that.
The Lord is able to enlarge one's capacity as he's enlarged Zach's capacity. He can enlarge your capacity. And what I mean by that is sometimes we are limited by, it could be physical, it could be a health issue. Sometimes we're limited financially. Sometimes we're limited relationally. We don't have, sometimes it's relational skills that need to develop, social skills that need to develop. So we can build relationships with others and go deeper. And as we experience depth, that allows us to go deeper with others as well. And that's part of the capacity that God brings. Sometimes it's being able to take on pressure and not going off the edge, so to speak, because of too much pressure. The Lord will stretch our capacity even with that. Sometimes you marvel at how people are able to juggle so many things. I'm not endorsing that. Sometimes our plates, many of our plates in 21st century America are already overloaded, too full. But how do people do it? Sometimes the Lord allows capacity to expand. Well, Zach Fu is here, and just by his sharing, I believe the Lord in some supernatural way, in ways that only God can. He's encouraging you right where you are in your life. And in addition to that, somehow, some ways that only God can, enlarging your capacity with His grace. We're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, a word from Zach Fu, a parting shot, as it were, to someone who's hit a few bumps along the road of life. It could be, maybe you have esophageal reflux or something like that. Maybe you suffer from anxiety attacks. Maybe you're just nervous or stressed out. Maybe you're just having a tough time because of all the collective measure of what life has brought you. Well, Christ is still in it. So He sends Zach Fu to give a word of encouragement. He'll pray for you too when we come back. Stay with us. More with Zach Fu.
Aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. One of Hawaii's premier golf tournaments is right around the corner. On Friday, July 12th, Jesus Christ is Calling You Evangelistic Ministry presents the 16th annual Call to Hope Golf Tournament at Kapolei Golf Club. Each year, golfers converge for a day of fun, healthy competition, great food, fellowship, and fabulous prizes. Enter your team today. Visit jccy.org to register. Teams are filling fast. Register today. Learn about special sponsorships at jccy.org. See why golfers return year after year. Friday, July 12th. Register at jccy.org.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Oh, the beauty of time. The fact that God gives us time to relate, time to build relationships, time to connect. And he's certainly done that with Zach Food today, and you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, my featured guest, all the way from Biola University. But he's a guy who grew up here in Hawaii, went to Christian Academy. Christian Academy has done a fine job, used by the Lord. I just love, my own son is also a student at Christian Academy, and I just love the spirit of the leaders there, the faculty, the staff, the administration. So touched. I recently went to a program and almost brought to tears just to feel the heart of the school, their Christian Academy, and how they pray for the students, how they love the students. And Zach, you're a product there. And now at Biola, you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. And, you know, as we go on today with Zach, he's talked about his passions. He's talked about esophageal reflux, something that he experienced as a sophomore in high school, and then repeated again as a sophomore in college. Then he realized that it's connected to anxiety. I don't know if you've ever felt anxious about anything. You know, the Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Well, sometimes we need prayer. And Zach, today somebody, a dear friend of ours, a dear member of our community of listeners, is stressed, is struggling, worried. Could you pray? Please.
Yeah, definitely. Father God, I just thank you for, first of all, thank you for being so good to us, for always giving us so much grace throughout all of our mess-ups throughout life and all the times that we abandon you. But, Father, you never abandon us. Lord, there are people out there who feel like there is no one who can understand them, and they feel like they're so alone in what they're going through right now. But Father, help them to know, just give them that little ounce of peace, God, and let them know that you are there with them through these valleys. You are walking with them, God. And even though they can't feel you sometimes, even though it might feel like you aren't there, God, help them to just have that confirmation that you are with them, God, and that you love them so deeply that you gave up your life for them, and that that's why you came to this earth, Father. You died on the cross for them. I just thank you for always being there for us and bringing us through all those hard times. In Jesus' name.
Zach, a parting shot. What would you say to someone right now who's you prayed for, and a word of encouragement?
I would definitely say, if you're going through something that you feel is so daunting and so gripping on your life right now, I would definitely say that God, I mean, I know it might be cliche, but God does have a plan, and it will not last forever. That season that you're going through, it may feel so dark and it may feel so distressing at times, but it will come to an end, and God will bring you through it.
What's your favorite scripture?
I've had the same favorite scripture since I was probably since I was in high school. It's John 15:13. Greater love has no one than this, than he laid down his life for his friends. And that's about Jesus talking to his disciples about how he came to die for them. And there's something so powerful about the relationship of, I always think of like Lord of the Rings, if you've ever seen Lord of the Rings, the relationship between Frodo and Sam. Something like that is so powerful, that God came and he's giving up his life for, and he calls us his friends. So that's always been my favorite scripture. Just that bond that we share with Christ is so amazing.
When you talk about the bond with Christ, as you look ahead at the journey that the Lord has for you, what are you looking forward to?
Well, life is definitely a journey. I always say that it is so unpredictable, and our plans are often not the same as God's plans. I mean, God works in crazy ways sometimes, but I'm just so excited for the things that God is going to do in my life and just in this generation. I'm so open now. Like, I've learned to have my put my faith in Christ, and I think I have a much fuller understanding after the things that I've experienced. I have a much fuller understanding of what that really means to step out in faith and not knowing what the outcome is going to be, but it's always so amazing to see how Christ shows up.
Mm-hmm. And the Lord will be there for you too, my dear friend, as you listen to Zach and as we've spent this time together. The Lord doesn't always show us the end game. Sometimes we have a glimpse of it. Sometimes we have an impression of what it might be or could be. Perhaps it's something that He instills in us with hope, and that's part of faith, where we believe that God is moving, and He is moving, and that we're a part of it. But He doesn't remove, you know, all the obstacles and barriers, and part of the reason why could be because He wants to strengthen us through it. You know, there have been times when I've wanted to short-circuit God's plan. Sometimes I try to answer my own prayers, and I always end up wishing that I would have waited on the Lord, because I don't have the infrastructure or the constitution to stand the pressure of what I think I've achieved or what I think it was that God wanted me to do, because I went on ahead of Him. And it's in those waiting times where the wise woman or the wise man waits on the Lord. And in God's due season, He'll open things up and we'll be able to be there with sustainability because the Lord has been in it. Zach Fu has shared about his process and his dreams, his hopes, and his experiences, and I hope that you were moved and blessed by it. We appreciate you very much for spending the time that you have with us. And I hope you've been encouraged by today's show, today's testimony, Zach Fu. And you know what, my friend, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. We've got some information just for you. If you want to partner with us financially, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Partners, join the Good Life Partnership Club. Psalm 71:14 says, "As for me, I will always have hope. I will praise you more and more." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Zach Fu. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.